All right, we are back with our fifth interviewee, an 80-year-old husband, father, business owner, car enthusiast, and former politician. Would you please now tell us your name?
Johnny Postricker.
Awesome. Would you tell us just a little bit about your nickname? How did you get that,
See,
Santa?
when I smiled, I grinned like a summer possum. Ever what a summer possum does? I don't even know what a summer possum
Possum, yes.
looks like.
Now that's Johnny Poss. That's the summer possum.
Stayed with me all my life.
Wow.
Since I was a kid. Ain't nobody knows me but Johnny Gregory.
Now you're pretty well Johnny Poss.
Johnny Poss, yes, sir.
Yeah, I've actually heard you, it just a lot of times just pause to people that know you really well.
Right.
Well, thank you very much for being with us, Johnny, and we'll have to come back and do this again sometime. That was just
Well,
awesome.
I'll
Thank
be
you.
fine.
Thank you very much for joining us for Tales of the Times, Episode 5, Telling It Like It Is, and that's exactly what we got with Johnny Poss Gregory.
I was going to say the exact same thing. There is nobody that like him that just tells it like it is, which there's nothing wrong with that. Just put it out there, and we always know we're going to get honesty with Johnny Potts.
And I think that he spoke about that a little bit, and he was going for that. So it went really well, and I think that Johnny really enjoyed himself.
And we can't wait to go back. He's got a lot of tales. He told us a little bit off mic about the mining camps and so on up there, and we've heard a lot of that from several of our interviewees about the mining camps on Horse Creek. So I think that'll be a pretty interesting one for the future.
So look forward to that. But tomorrow on Tales of the Times, Episode 6, Tradition, I was joined by my family and their band, the Stevens Family Tradition, and we are going to have an amazing interview for you about my Papaw Jess and Nanny Shirley, but also some live bluegrass music for the very end of the episode, and we cannot wait for everyone to get to listen to that. So stay tuned and share for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I had the best time, but you all will hear I do not talk this week. That's probably a good thing for some people. But really, I couldn't get not a word in edgewise. In fact, Peyton couldn't get very many words in. I think it was a toss-up. They almost came to blows of who was going to talk more, Brad or Donnie. And I'm talking about little Donnie, not Donnie Duck. But it was so fun. We just sit back and videoed and got some amazing videos and pictures that you all will get to see too. But it was one of the best things. And the music is, well, I laughed myself to death. And the music was just amazing. So I'm really excited about that.
So we look forward to you joining us tomorrow night for Tales of the Times, Episode 6, Tradition. It's going to be very good, and we look so forward to you being able to hear it. See you tomorrow.